Hey, church, today is a really important day in the life of every Christian. It's Good Friday. And as we're studying through the Gospel of Mark on this podcast, that brings us to Mark chapter 15, verses 21 to 41. And today, it's kind of a bonus Good Friday episode. And I want to read those verses leading up to verse 41. And then today, really what I want to do is take a few minutes to share about a character in the Good Friday story that maybe you've never thought much about, but he makes a comment, he makes a statement that is pretty powerful. And I think there's a lot for us to learn from the Roman soldier and what he has to say as he stands there at the foot of the cross as Jesus dies right in front of him. Now, before we get to that verse, I want to start by just reading the verses leading up to that. These are great Good Friday verses. We're picking up the story after Jesus is on trial, he's beaten, and now he's heading toward Golgotha. He's heading toward his crucifixion. It says in Mark 15, verse 21, a passerby named Simon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the countryside just then, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. Simon was the father of Alexander and Rufus, and they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. They offer him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. And then the soldiers nailed him to the cross. They divided his clothes and threw dice to decide who would get each piece. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. A sign announced the charge against him, and it read, "The King of the Jews." Two revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Verse 29. The people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. "Ha! Look at you now," they yelled at him. "You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, save yourself and come down from the cross." The leading priests and teachers of religious law also mocked Jesus. "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross so we can see it and believe him." Even the men who were crucified with Jesus ridiculed him. Verse 33. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a reed so he could drink. "Wait," he said, "let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down." And then Jesus uttered another loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And that brings us to verse 39, and this is the verse I want to spend a little time on in today's episode. It says, "When the Roman officer who stood facing him saw how he had died, he exclaimed, 'This man truly was the Son of God.'" Today, I want to talk about Good Friday through the eyes of this Roman officer. I mean, think about it. This guy had a front row seat to the most consequential death in human history, the crucifixion of Jesus. And what he saw that day changed his life forever. And what I want to encourage you with today is that those lessons learned still apply 2,000 years later. I want to break down three different things in verse 39. First of all, it says that this Roman officer stood facing Jesus. You know that the message of Good Friday and Easter that follows, the message of the gospel, the message of the Bible, the message of freedom in Christ, that all of this takes the courage to face Jesus. Maybe some of you listening today are a little bit skeptical. Maybe you're not really sure what you believe about Jesus. Maybe you're still a little bit on the fence. And I think you can learn from this Roman officer. It says that he stood facing Jesus. That takes courage to look into Christianity. That takes a willingness to submit to Jesus as Lord of your life. Now, I know that's a dirty word, submission. But boy, that is such a great word when you're considering Christianity. Christianity is about turning and facing Jesus, facing the cross, recognizing as you face Jesus on the cross, recognizing your sin, recognizing your brokenness, and being willing to repent, to submit to him, and to go his direction no matter what. Are you today willing to submit to Jesus? The Roman officer stood facing him. What about you? Here's the next thing I want to point out in verse 39. It says that the Roman officer saw how he had died. Now think about that. And this is really what Good Friday is about. It's about the willingness to reflect on the death of Jesus. It was brutal, yet Jesus was resolved to suffer. Verse 23, we just read it. It says that they offered him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. See, this was Jesus keeping his vow at the Last Supper from chapter 14, where he told his disciples, "I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Jesus could have taken the easy way out, but he didn't. He refused to drink the wine drugged with myrrh. He refused to avoid suffering. The death of Jesus was brutal. And think about how he was mocked. It said that all the people passing by, the leading priests, the teachers of the law, even the men who were crucified with Jesus ridiculed him. I mean, imagine that. It was truly a fulfillment of Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8. It says there, "Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer and shake their heads, saying, 'Is this the one who relies on the Lord? Then let the Lord save him. If the Lord loves him so much, let the Lord rescue him.'" Jesus was led away like a sheep to the slaughter, and he did not open his mouth. This was God himself, fully man and fully God, hanging on the cross. These were his creations mocking him. These were the ones he would die for, and yet he went through with it. That's what the Roman officer saw as Jesus hung on the cross. And there's one more thing I want to point out in verse 39. After all of this, it says that the Roman officer exclaimed, "This man truly was the Son of God." You know, this is the climax of the book of Mark. It's the answer to the very first verse in the very first chapter. Mark 1:1 said, "This is the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God." Now think about that. So this is the third time in the Gospel of Mark, if you've been following along with us through this last year, this was the third time in the Gospel when someone made this declaration about Jesus being the Son of God. The first time we saw it in Mark 1, verse 11, when at the baptism of Jesus, there was a voice from heaven calling out, this is God the Father, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." And so God the Father first revealed that Jesus is his Son. And then in Mark 3, verse 11, if you remember that, it said that the evil spirits, when Jesus was casting out spirits, the evil spirits would shriek, "You are the Son of God." And so the Father professed it, and the demons professed it. And now, look, now who do we have professing this? Who do we have speaking this out at this climactic moment in the Gospel of Mark? It's a Roman officer. I think Mark is making something clear to us, that anyone who would profess the name of Jesus Christ, anyone who would say, "This is the Son of God, Jesus, you are the Son of God," anyone who would do that would have their lives changed. It's interesting that most of the disciples are nowhere to be seen at this climactic moment on this Good Friday, but a Roman officer who is really just now looking to Jesus, who stood facing him and saw how he died, this Roman officer is overcome with this profession of faith. This man truly was the Son of God. And today, maybe today on Good Friday, as you're reflecting on what Jesus did on the cross for us, maybe today this is going to be you. Maybe it's for the first time in your life, or maybe it's just once again. It's like a reconfession. It's a bold reminder for you today on Good Friday that you would say with this Roman officer, "This man truly was the Son of God. I confess that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is, that he went to the cross, he died in this brutal way, between two thieves, and yet he wasn't even a sinner." This is the whole point of the Gospel of Mark, is to reveal to anyone who would read it that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And Paul said it like this in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. This is one of the most profound and powerful promises of the Bible. It says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I believe that this Roman officer was on the pathway to making a confession like that. As he stood there at the cross facing Jesus, watching him breathe his last. And today I invite you on Good Friday, maybe this is the day that you also will openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, it makes this promise that if you would do that, then you will be saved.